loading program.
It's time for Loot Update, bitches!
No ratings, no date calculating. No more waiting, no updating.
This is a Nerd Update.
Nerd it up.
That's right, it's time, people. It's time to nerd it up here. Team Awesome Inc. style, Mike Zimmer joined with Armando Aranda. Thank you, Stoddard Blackall, for that awesome musical interlude yet again. Stoddy Blackall, check him out at stoddardblackall.com. Follow his tweets at Stoddy Blackall, I believe. He also has his own podcast called The Stoddcast. Check that out. Very talented musical improv comedian, musician. Did all the music for the show. So anything you hear, any of the intros, outros, that's Stoddard Blackall. He's awesome. Go
and
check him
great
out.
Great human being.
Just, you know, when you think about like men in this world,
Stoddard
Blackall, as we often do every day, we on our walkies and talkies.
Yes,
you know, we have our dailies, our daily walkies and talkies. We talk about Stoddy Blackall often. And often we talk about men, we say that is a, in fact, when we talk about men, we say, yes, in fact, Stoddard Blackall is a man.
Yes,
yes, he is.
He sure is.
He's, if there were ever a person that you could say is definitely male, gender,
I think so.
Gendered, it is Stoddard Blackall. He is a man.
He's a man gendered.
He's a male of the species. Other than that, he's a great dude, very talented, and we love him to death. We'll be working with him soon. He's been a very busy guy. A lot of projects coming up, but check him out at stoddardblackall.com. Shout out to him, and shout out to the peeps. Enough with the shout outs. Let's get on with this Nerd Update, Armando Aranda. Are you
all
ready?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're riding in. Jeff Goldblum. We're starting off.
Yes.
That's right. We're starting off with Jeff motherfucking Goldblum. Now, Jeff Goldblum is always a complete and utter pleasure to watch. Everyone knows this. Even when he's just being Jeff Goldblum. I mean, hell, even just photos of him, I'm just like, you just see him and you're like, he's just Goldblum-y.
Yeah.
He's got a Goldblumness.
Yep.
It's just, I don't know what you'd call it. It's like awkwardly charming, but charmingly awkward, but not even that. It's just, he's like Lausch. He's just, I don't know how to explain it. He's Goldblum. He's Jeff Goldblum. The actor has several big projects on the horizon, including Thor Ragnarok, which we're like definitely going to see, guys. Don't worry. We did a trailer reaction for the first trailer. Go check it out, Simmer Mike on YouTube. That's our YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. He plays a Grandmaster. So we got a little info on his character. He's playing the Grandmaster, the sort of Caesar of this tournament.
Okay.
He's going to return to Jurassic Park. As Dr. Ian Malcolm in Jurassic World 2.
Wow, he's reprising his role.
How do you do... Okay, Jurassic World was a box office success. It was a smash hit. Mm. How do you top it? Get Goldblum back.
Nice.
Get Goldblum. And you know what? They got Chris Pratt and Goldblum. Dude, they're set. That's Star-Lord and Dr. Ian Malcolm and the Grandmaster. That's all of it. Come on. Boom. I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm the happiest I've been in a long time. Kurt Russell's in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Sylvester Stallone's in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Jeff Goldblum's in Thor Ragnarok. Like, things are awesome. This is great news. Idris Elba's playing the gunslinger. Fuck yeah. I'm like, yes. This is...
What a time to be alive.
This is the time, nerds. Let's enjoy it.
This is the golden age.
Jeff Goldblum spoke with Entertainment Weekly about the two upcoming projects, the Jurassic World 2 and Thor Ragnarok. And Thor Ragnarok represents Goldblum's first foray into the world of superheroes. The actor was asked what it was like to take part in one of Marvel's giant movies, as well as working with Thor Ragnarok director Taika Waititi. He goes on to say... I enjoyed it. I didn't have scenes with Kate Blanchett, but she was in The Life Aquatic, of course, so we'd been in touch, and I've seen her since. I just adore her, so it was great to be in another movie with her, even just by association. The other Hemsworth brother that now makes two for me, and he couldn't have been sweeter or more down-to-earth like the whole family. What I particularly loved is the director, Taika Waititi. He really got me involved in this because I'm a fan of his from Flight of the Conchords and all of his movies. Not only Hunt on the Wilder People and Boy, but especially What We Do in the Shadows. When we first talked, he said, I want you to do your particular version of this character without being comic-y or a grandiloquent. Holy shit, that is a Goldblum word right there. How do you even say that fucking word? Grandiloquent? Wow. Goldblum? Holy shit, I can't keep up with that. Grandiloquent.
I think it's four syllables.
Holy
grandiloquent.
Jesus. Grandiloquent. Wow. That's a classy motherfucker right there. Using a word like that, just flippantly in conversation, throwing out a... That's like whipping out your thesaurus dick during a conversation. Jesus, Goldblum. I think you should do something that's in your creative family tree and also improvise. He was very interested in improvisation. We came to those scenes and riffed enjoyably for the time we had. I don't know what's going to come out in the mix because we gave him a whole bunch of different choices. I'll tell you that. He's great. Takei Waititi gets 10 Goldblums out of a possible 10 Goldblums. Goldblum rates things on his own Goldblum rating scale.
And there's 10 of
them. He said out of 10 Goldblums, he's giving Takei Waititi 10 Goldblums. Nice. That's the biggest honor Jeff Goldblum could ever bestow upon another human being, is to give him a full 10 Goldblums. Takei Waititi, you've earned it. You've earned it. Goldblum, he doesn't just hand out Goldblums willy-nilly.
No.
He's a god on earth.
You don't just hand out Goldblums.
You don't just hand out it's like a fucking Nobel Peace Prize, man. You don't just give that shit away at Costco. It's a Goldblum. Anyway, sorry. Jeff Goldblum's character of the Grand Master is fascinating with gaming and chance, and is the ruler of the planet Sakaar, which is where Thor finds himself forced to do battle with Hulk, Mark Ruffalo and Chris Hemsworth, respectively. One of the next roles will see Goldblum return to the realm of Earth to reprise the role of Dr. Ian Malcolm, who was last seen in Jurassic World. Who was last seen in The Lost World, Jurassic Park. The actor is set to head off to London in a few weeks, where Jurassic World 2 director J.A. Bayona has already been hard at work on the sequel. Oh, last names are a thing. I'll try to contribute. Oh, God. Goldblum goes on more. That's the thing about Jeff Goldblum. You don't just get a quote from Jeff Goldblum. You get basically a lecture.
Yes.
You get a lecture. Pronounced lecture, because that's how Goldblum would say it. I'll try to contribute something to the plate of Dino Entertainment. I like my character. I think my character is a saucy, sassy man of some integrity and deep thinking. And, of course, that whole world continues to be popular. Slam bang. Top entertainment. I talked to the director, J.A. Bayona, over the phone. I enjoyed his movie, The Impossible, with Naomi Watts, and he's something else. I didn't realize he was a good friend of mine, a director I worked with a while ago in Spain named Fernando Triuba, who's just fantastic. Knowing that the two of them are brethren and brotherly in their friendship makes me feel very good, too, even though some might say it's popcorny entertainment, top-notch, of course, in our conversation. Some might say it's very focused on the serious issues of greed, as it oftentimes comes up in those movies, and the marvels of science and reason, and the very fascinating point at which our species finds itself both in real life and in this imaginary world, too. I'm very interested in that myself, so I'm looking forward to this. I've got a few things to do. I'm in nothing, if not conscientious, so I'm enjoying working on it every day. Holy shit, that's a fucking Goldblum quote. Oh, I need a break, Armando. Read that last bit for me.
Thor Ragnarok is set for a November 3rd, 2017 release and will be followed by Jurassic World 2 on June 22nd, 2018.
That's right, guys. I got winded after that Goldblum quote. A lot to take in on all that. Mainly, it's Goldblum's looking forward to it. So there you go. That's what we could take from it. God damn! I mean, it's just like reading it and like going through it. It's like you can see and hear him. It's weird. You're just like, yeah, that's yeah. He's really going on and on about whoa. It's like, you know, it's Jurassic World and Thor Ragnarok, Goldblum. But that's the thing. He's so old school about making movies, and he's such an old school like actor that he does research. He does the work. Yeah. You know, he treats it seriously. He takes it seriously. It's his craft. It's his life. So for him to be so eloquent and to be so wordy, which I wouldn't say is a bad thing in this scenario, it's cool. You know, he's kind of got this great spokesman-y kind of thing for Marvel. This kind of odd duck guy that he could be. And Marvel loves odd ducks. Howard the Duck, for fuck's sake. That's a Marvel property, Howard the Duck. So, you know, fucking Goldblum's like the most odd duck there is. You get him going around and being in your movies, people are going to love it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're all down.
Yeah, weren't we talking about that before? Howard the Duck?
Yeah, Howard the Duck, yeah.
It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, Goldblum.
Reboot that.
Goldblum should be in Howard the Duck. How about that? He should play Howard the Duck. Make it, instead of making Howard the Duck like a sexist, misogynistic duck detective.
Duck dick.
Make him Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, my God.
Make him, Jeff, make him odd and quirky.
Hey, guys, you could Google duck dick out there.
Don't, guys. Armando.
I already said it.
Don't. Oh, fuck. It's too late. It's out there. Don't do it. Oh, they're doing it. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I just say I'm sorry? Armando, you're a bad person. Fucking tell people to Google duck dicks. It's a horrifying thing. Also, you know what? If we're going to tell... You know what? Fine. Also, Google ballerina feet. There you go. Google ballerina feet. There you go. You want to see some other fucking horrifying shit? Look at some ballerinas' feet. They're horrifying. You feel so... I feel terrible for those women. What the fuck are they doing to their feet? They dance beautifully, but my God... They're feared. Anyway, yep. And duck dicks are just, oh, God. Same thing. Ballerina feet, duck dicks. They're horrifying. Same diff. Anyway, moving along to Goldblum. Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, the fact that he's going to come back to Jurassic World now that it's like become a whole new franchise. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, what's Dr. Ian Malcolm up to so many years later? And now Jurassic World has lived on and it's this whole theme park. It's like, he's going to come back and he's going to be like, well, I told you so. Like, literally, that's all he's going to say.
He walks on. And
literally, the first thing he says is he's going to come in with his leather jacket and his, like, T-shades and be like, well, I hate to say this, fellas, but I told you so. He's going to be like, well, life finds a way. Well, it did, didn't it? He's just going to be saying that the whole movie, just being a smartass. I love it. I love it. I can't wait. I can't wait for that. I mean, I didn't know he was going to be going back to Jurassic World. I knew about Thor Ragnarok, but for him to be back in Jurassic World, that makes me want to watch the next movie because of Goldblum's involvement, simply because of that. In a recent interview with ComingSoon.net, Kevin Feige, head of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, explained why the Marvel brand has been so successful with its multi-film universe-spanning blockbuster model, while others have either been struggling, we're not going to name names, or outright failed, we're not going to name names, outside the gate. And we're not going to mention any other properties.
Right.
Here's what Kevin Feige had to say. If I traveled back in time and told myself where we were headed, he'd probably spin out and collapse in a heap of anxiety.
Yeah,
no shit. However, I think that part of the reason we succeeded is because we have been able to stick to our guns and stick to our vision and not Monday morning quarterback based on what we are doing or based on think pieces about the state of the industry. We started out being very excited that we were finally able to be the people creatively responsible for the Marvel film ourselves and do them in the way that our instincts sort of called for us to do them. Now, it's hard not to read this as a subtle dig at the DCEU, with reports that the studio forced a trailer house to recut the Suicide Squad movie after the Guardians-influenced trailers scored to the classic 70s, 80s pop tunes were a hit, changing the original darker tone of the film that it was supposed to be from director David Ayer. Or reports of rebuking the no-jokes policy after the critical failure of Batman v Superman, with the Justice League trailer doing its best to show we do jokes too now, love us, and be more Marvel-esque. But even if Feige was throwing shade, which is also entirely possible, it's fair to say that staying true, steadfast, and enthusiastic, i.e. not ashamed of the source material, as well as taking the right kinds of chances, has been the saving grace of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Hands down.
Well put.
Hands down. Hands down. So regardless, I know there are subsets of fans that think any time there's like a positive critical appraisal of the MCU, it's because we put Marvel's genitals in our various willing orifices, when that couldn't be farther from the truth. Mainly because Marvel isn't a person. But also, if we are going purely by personal taste, I probably only really like 4 or 5 Marvel movies. Like, really like them. 4 or 5 of them. But there's like 20. Like, 25 of them, 50. I don't fucking know. I lost count. And I think that the rest are various stages of well, continuing the same thing they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't necessarily want to use the word mediocre or mediocrity, but I will say that they have had a steadfast way of making films that I agree with, that I like, and that they put out that are, damn, they're good, man. You go watch a Marvel movie and it's fucking good.
Yeah.
Every time you walk out, you're like, shit, that was good. Yeah. I'm sorry. And then you walk out of certain other comic book movies and you're just like, that was not that good. Why did I waste my money on that? You know, where after I walk out of a Marvel movie, I'm like, I can't wait for the next one. So that's how I want to be about DC, because DC, they were first. They came before Marvel. They were they're the original, like, publishers of this shit, man. Marvel was like, back in the day, DC were like the Transformers, and then when Marvel came around, they were like the GoBots. Mm. Now, Marvel are like the Transformers, and DC are like the GoBots, the shitty knockoff, even though DC Detective Comics were the first. And because it's only because of the movies. Mm. The comics are doing great. The animated series, the TV shows, all the TV series, all of it, Supergirl, Flash, everything is doing great. It's just their films are fucked. They can't get their cinematic universe together. And that's because Warner Brothers keeps stepping in on DC and their movies. Like, and Marvel, they work with Disney. Disney's like, look, you guys are great. You're doing an awesome job. Just keep doing what you're doing. We'll just produce it and finance it. We'll make some money off of what you do. You'll make money from us. There you go.
Right, right.
Like, it works. You're welcome. And then Marvel's like, well, thank you very much. And so they got bought up by Disney. You know, then you know, history was made from then on, obviously. So at the end of the day, what do you think? I mean, like Kevin Feige has an excellent point. They go by instinct.
Mm-hmm.
They've been playing it by ear.
Right.
Like they're not it's like jazz. Marvel's been playing it like jazz. Where like they roll with the punches, they see where the industry's headed, they see where the audience is going, and they evolve. It's organic the way that they're doing it.
Right.
They're doing it with the actors, with the writers, with the directors simultaneously making the films.
Yeah,
it's a very organic process.
Yeah,
and
it feels fresh.
It's unique, and it's like it's a really cohesive universe that when you go see it, you feel like you're watching the comic books on the big screen.
Right.
It's like, oh, these are the Marvel movies, which means that they're all kind of connected.
Well, also, not just that. I mean, it's true to the source material.
Yes.
But also, I liked what they did in, like, Civil War. It's these fucking superhero, supervillain battles have real world consequences.
They have repercussions. People die.
Yeah.
People get hurt. People get maimed.
It looked really cool.
Yeah, Iron Man, he was like chasing after like a giant, like, fuck, what was it, a giant dragon that was coming from a space portal.
Yeah.
And he was trying to distract it by running it into buildings.
Right.
Where people are.
Right.
What the fuck are you doing, Iron Man?
Right.
Guys, I'm going to draw him away from you by killing all these people in these buildings.
Well, it's probably evacuated, but...
No, didn't have time to evacuate.
Oh, they didn't?
At that point, they had already opened up the portal to the whatever the hell that unnameable alien race was that came pouring through. We had no time to evacuate. Remember the
Linda, you have to stay in the office late tonight.
It's probably best that you just stay in the office, like, probably for the next week. Why? Well, you might need to camp out.
I'm going on vacation.
Forever? It seems like the world's ending. Literally, a portal opened up above Manhattan and aliens are pouring through it.
And
an old Greek guy. God is leading them, named Loki.
And good luck.
Yeah, good luck with all that. I'm going upstate. Fuck this shit, man. Like, seriously, like all these, like, but again, Civil War did a great thing by acknowledging that these guys, you know, like, they have to take responsibility for their actions and they have to be careful. And in order to be heroes, they need to save people's lives.
Yep.
They can't just blow up cities or drop cities from the sky.
I love that. They took kind of like the Team America take on it. You know?
Right. They literally took an entire city, lifted it up in the air, and dropped it back down.
Shit.
Fuck, man.
Right?
That's fuck. Like, granted, it wasn't the Avengers that did it, but it was Tony Stark that created Ultron, that created the fucking thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they have repercussions to this shit. So it's like, who watches The Watchmen? And that's a quote from Alan Moore's The Watchmen, mm-hmm. which is a great series, a great graphic novel. Go read it if you love comic books. It's sort of a commentary on what would happen if Superman, Batman were real and they grew up and they got old. Like, what would happen? That's what Watchmen is about. It's dope. It's great. And Alan Moore is a genius. He went crazy. He's got a little crazy. Went a little grizzly, man, but he's all right. He's still hanging in there. I'm glad that Alan Moore is still making awesome properties and still putting out good shit. Regardless of all that, I just think that Marvel is doing the best so far. It used to be DC, but it was just because of Batman. People identified with Batman and that character. Now we have other characters to identify with. And you know what? They're not so sad. Batman's kind of a downer. I love Batman. Don't get me wrong, but he's kind of fucking depressing after a while. It's like, my parents are dead. My parents are dead. They were killed. It's like, yeah, we get it, dude. Like I know you want to fight crime, but do you want to, like, do you ever have fun? Like, do you ever, like, just, like, watch Netflix sometimes and chill, Batman? Like, it's like, no, I must always be miserable and fight crime. And all right, well, I'm going to go hang out with Iron Man for a little bit because he likes to have fun. Like, you're just fucking morose a lot of the time, Batman. I want to hang out with someone who makes me laugh. Where are you leaving me? No, I'm not leaving you, Batman. I'm just... Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Are we breaking up? I think we're breaking up. Oh, my God. Don't tell me this is true. Yeah, Batman. I think we're breaking up. Until you get a better director, until you get a better franchise, I think I'm breaking up with you, Batman. Oh, no, Mike, don't leave me. Sorry, Batman, but you're not the same. You changed. You changed, Batman. You got bat-flecked. And the thing is that Ben Affleck wasn't that bad. I didn't think he's that bad as Batman, honestly. I just think the movies are bad.
Yep.
Sorry. I keep saying that. Suicide Squad is the exception to the rule. I thought that it was okay. But you still haven't seen it, have you?
No, I haven't.
Do you have any hopes for DC? Do you think they'll be able to pull out?
I have hopes for every movie.
I hope that it doesn't suck. Because I'm spending money to see it.
Exactly.
So I hope it doesn't fucking suck. I hope the trailers didn't lie to me.
If you convinced me it was good, I hope it doesn't suck.
But Feige had, I mean, it was basically he was letting us in on his, like, you know, on his process. They were very excited that they were finally able to, like, work with all these people. But it's just hard to, their model is working, whereas DC's isn't. And I think the reason, I know the reason is because of the studio. The studio is looking out for their better interests, and they only care about the bottom line. They don't care about making good quality films because, let's face it, Disney has money, Warner Brothers has money, but they don't have Disney money. They have Warner Brothers money, and they're not making Disney money where it's like, hey, yeah, make whatever movie you want. So Warner Brothers only has so much money that they could throw at these fucking movies, and they're losing money on every single movie.
Well, it's just like, you know, they have to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah,
gotta relax,
whatever. I'm just so sick of I'm just glad that Kevin Feige is down for the organic process of filmmaking. And yeah, granted, it's a committee, but the committee's open-minded and they work together instead of dictating shit.
Right.
That seems progressive to me. Whatever, dudes.
Well, you gotta go back to what makes the characters appealing in the first place.
No, they're already fucked.
Yeah.
They're fucked. I mean, how many movies do they have lined up for all these actors and they sign contracts? They're screwed. Like, they got to make these things good, or they just got to just make them okay forever.
Yeah, or maybe just...
maybe just not make them. How about this? Just sell DC to Marvel. How about that? Sell DC to Disney. Boom. Disney will own DC, Marvel, and Star Wars. Boom. And then we'll finally have all the good movies we finally want. God damn it.
Yeah,
we'll get right. Josh Brolin not only as Cable and Thanos, but Batman. That would be amazing. Make it so. Make it so, Disney. You have the money. And I'm sure Warner Brothers has a price. I'm sure if you're like, hey, give us $10 billion and all right, done. Damn it, Del Toro. First part, first name.
Guillermo.
Last name Del Toro. And Ron Perlman, main. I'm sorry I can't say his name. I love him as a filmmaker, but I'm so pasty white. I can't say Guillermo. Fuck.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Guillermo Del Toro.
Yeah, that's...
You heard what I did, though. I did it quickly so you couldn't hear me fuck it up.
Well, it works. People know what you're saying.
Guillermo del Toro, whatever. Yeah. And Ron Perlman may not get to make a third Hellboy movie. Damn it. They've been trying to get that third Hellboy movie going for like 10 years, but that doesn't mean no one else will get a shot at the big bad Demon Slayer. Word is the Red Hero is getting the reboot treatment, sans the famed duo. Oh. This time with Stranger Things actor David Harbour and director Neil Marshall taking their places. THR got the scoop that Millennium is currently in negotiations with Larry Gordon and Lloyd Levin to reboot the franchise with Dark Horse Entertainment set to produce. The working title of the film is Hellboy, Rise of the Blood Queen. Oh, that sounds like shit. Sorry. Rise of the anything sounds like shit. If it just was Hellboy Blood Queen, I'd be like, yeah, that sounds badass. But it's like Hellboy Rise of the Blood Queen. I'm like, ugh.
Coming soon, Rise of the Batman.
Yeah, right? But Andrew Cosby, Christopher Golden, and creator of the comic Mike Mignola have written the script, so Mignola himself went on record to say the film will be R-rated. Good. Finally, Hellboy, the Ron Perlman Del Toro Hellboys were PG-13. Hmm. These are going to be R-rated. Hmm. That's what Hellboy is. Hellboy is an R-rated fucking weird, dark, twisted comic book series. I mean, literally, it's a demon from hell that was supposed to bring on the apocalypse, but was brought here as a baby and was raised by humans and it was raised to be human. And so it doesn't want to bring on the apocalypse. It wants to stop the apocalypse and fight the monsters.
Right.
So it's like a Superman story, but it's like instead of Superman, it's a demon from hell that has humanity, that has humility. And it was a baby demon that was raised on Earth. So it's a fucking fascinating story. It's basically like the monster is the good guy and the monster fights the monsters. It's like that's why
he's
I like
the real monster.
Yeah, and the real monster, as always, is humanity.
Right.
As we always find out, there is going to be another Hellboy movie. So this is from Mike Mignola himself. This is from his Twitter feed. He says, okay, here's some news. There is going to be another Hellboy movie. It's going to be R-rated reboot directed by Neil Marshall, The Descent and Game of Thrones, and starring David Harbour from Stranger Things. And he's playing Hellboy. More news to come soon. Harbour is in talks to play the bearded demon hero with the mighty fist, and Marshall has made a name for himself with horror movies like The Descent and episodes of Westworld. He also directed Westworld as well as Game of Thrones. Marshall is reportedly working on a new script with Aaron Coilette, who worked on the show Heroes, and is now working on Star Trek Discovery, the new Star Trek TV series that will be premiering on ABC, I believe. Well, that's pretty shitty. I wanted Del Toro to do a third Hellboy movie. We only got two. The second one was pretty good. I like the second one more than the first, but rebooting Hellboy? No, they did it with Spider-Man, I guess. Look, if this is going to be R-rated...
The Amazing Hellboy.
If this is going to be R-rated and the creator is behind it, and he's like, look, it's R-rated and I'm down, then I'm down. But I'm just sad that... Because Del Toro loved Hellboy. He loved making those movies. Ron Perlman loved playing that part. It just makes me sad that they weren't able to come back and do like one final one and just close out the trilogy and then reboot it. Right. That would have been great. But unfortunately, they're like, fuck it. And then even the creator of the comics like, guys, let's just move forward. Let's do an R-rated one. Let's start over. And it's like, all right, fine. But I really, I really wanted that from those guys. It's good and bad news. It's a mixed bag, basically. We're going to get the R-rated Hellboy we always wanted, but we're not going to get it from the guys we wanted it from.
Right.
Because they came out just before like Deadpool, and you could like do whatever you wanted in superhero movies. Like now you can do the Hellboy movie the way you want, but before they had to do the studio versions, which is why the movie suffered. Fuck, Hollywood, come on. Oh, speaking of fucking Hollywood, Gambit, Fox's Gambit. Remember, we were going to have Gambit Tatum for a while?
Yeah.
Well, and then they canceled that, and then Gambit was pulled off. Well, we finally got some info as to what happened with Gambit. The former Gambit director, Doug Liman, spoke with Collider recently and explained just why he had to leave the X-Men spinoff behind. He goes on to say, "I never formed a connection." You mean with Channing Tatum and the Fox executives for Gambit? I wonder why. Many of these movies, I don't have the connection on day one, but I find the connection. I just never found it. I don't always find a connection. I want to make a movie that, if anybody else made it, it would be different. When I went to make Swingers, I showed the script to a friend of mine, and she said, "Why would you want to make this movie? The Trent character, who is played by Vince Vaughn, is totally unlikable." I was like, "Oh, my God, I love Trent. That's the reason I'm making this movie." She was like, "You're crazy. He's totally unlikable." And then I made the movie, and she saw the movie, and she was like, "You're right. He is likable." And then I went to make Go, and I showed the script to the same friend, and she said, "I don't know why you'd make this movie. Nobody in this film is likable." Right in that moment, it clicked. I was like, "I get it. I need to make Go." For the same reason that I needed to make Swingers. Somebody else making Swingers might have made Vince Vaughn's character into an asshole and been judgmental about him. My specific take on that character is what the audience then took away. So I knew that I needed to make Go because my version of Go celebrated those characters instead of being judgmental of them. I knew that everybody would like those characters because I liked them. All right. A little, conceded, but he's the director of the film, so fair enough. Last thing we need is another pointless, passionless X-Men movie. And if Gambit ever is to see the light of day, I'd much rather the studio take their time and snag someone who could successfully find the voice of Remy LeBeau. Or LeBeau, however you want to pronounce it. Or LaBeouf. No, sorry. No, fuck that. No, he's not Shia. Several months ago, X-Men franchise producer Simon Kinberg said that he hoped that Gambit would be ready to go by the end of the year. They said that the last three fucking years, man. I've been reporting on Gambit for the last 3 years, and every year I'm like, "You're not going to do it, assholes." And they're like, "Yeah, we are." I'm like, "Okay, when? Next year." I'm like, and then every year I'm like, "When? Next year." Yeah, bullshit. Just abandon that character. Put him in with, like, the Dark Phoenix crew. They're making Dark Phoenix.
Oh, well.
Just put Gambit in Dark Phoenix. There you go. Problem solved.
How about just put everything on Netflix and make it a series?
Yeah, how about just do let Netflix do it better?
Yeah.
Anyway, Gambit might get underway in early 2018. Like I said, I'll believe it when I fucking see it. Doug Liman has been in the news more than a few times today, including spilling a few small details about Justice League Dark, which we're going to get into right now and round out this nerd update, guys. Yes, they're making Justice League Dark. What is Justice League Dark? Justice League Dark is the Justice League, but all of the magical characters from the DC comic books, which is redundant, Detective Comic Books universe. Like John Constantine, Swamp Thing, Dead Man, I think a few other ones. Zatanna. Zatanna is awesome, and Zatanna needs to finally be in a fucking movie. But I also said that about the other lady in Suicide Squad, and Cara Delevingne did a great job, but the movie just it didn't suit the character for her part. We also have Etrigan the demon. I mentioned John Constantine, Swamp Thing, all of them, and that's quite an interesting cast of characters, and each with pretty convoluted backstories that audiences are not familiar with, which is foreboding. I mean, I guess the first Guardians of the Galaxy pulled it off, but then again, last time DC tried it, it was Suicide Squad, and that was mixed. So, anyway, in an interview with CinemaBlend about his upcoming project, The Wall, Doug Liman had this to say about Justice League Dark. "I think people will be surprised how character-driven and how intimate Justice League Dark is. It's kind of a field of bloated comic book movies. We've found a way to do something that's actually really personal and small, and that's my goal. The scenario allows me to dive into what I think. I just love people. I just love people. I love putting people in crazy situations. For John Constantine, we have an amazing setup for him for Justice League Dark that's really human. More personal? Sure, that's probably code for they're probably not giving us that big of a budget. I mean, I'm willing to assume the small scale nature is what drew Liman to the project in the first place, but I also can imagine WB hedging their bets as well. But what do you think, man? You down for Justice League Dark? Literally, this is like instead of, you know, you're getting all the fucking. You're getting the emo goth kid comic book characters forming a super band, a super emo screamo band to go take on bad guys. You got John Constantine, who's like, he's kind of like a paranormal investigator slash demonologist slash, what do you call it? The guy who goes and does exorcisms. Exorcist. He's an exorcist. Mm-hmm. He works in the dark arts. He's a master of the dark arts. He's kind of like Doctor Strange. And then you got Swamp Thing. That's kind of like Hulk, but like, he's a scientist that got, you know, like he mixed with the swamp and now he's connected with the spirit of the earth. And it's really, really crazy shit, man. Dead Man was like a guy who was a trapeze artist who made a deal with the devil. And it's fucking crazy. And so for all these characters to come together, that the audience, nobody knows who these characters are.
Right.
And DC is trying to make this movie.
Hmm.
Armando, with that information, what do you think?
Well,
considering what we just said in the previous article,
well, the potential to disappoint is way lower.
Yeah, it's way lower, but it's still pretty high.
Mm.
It's not looking good, man.
Mm.
Like, I like the idea of doing a Justice League Dark movie, but did you know who? It's so funny because like we were just talking about Del Toro and how he was attached to direct Hellboy 3, and then he left, and now they're doing it with other guys. Del Toro was going to direct Justice League Dark.
Mm.
And then he dropped out. Now we got Doug Liman. And Doug Liman was going to direct Gambit, but then he dropped out of that. Everyone's dropping out of these fucking projects that would have been... Well, Gambit would have sucked. Let's face it. When Channing Tatum would have been playing Gambit, Doug Liman's heart wasn't in it. They took 2 to 3 years to make it. They kept saying next year, next year. And then they're like, fuck it, no. And now they're saying next year again, but they don't have any direct... Nobody's attached, not even Channing Tatum. So fuck it. Like, I don't care about it. Put Gambit in the Dark Phoenix movie that they're going to make.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
He could be the new Wolverine or whatever. Or, no, wait, we need a new Wolverine, don't we? Shit. Well, we'll let Hollywood figure that out. I think DC is desperately trying to pull off these ensemble things.
Hmm.
Like, it has been for a while, but with Justice League Dark, to do an ensemble piece like this with these types of characters...
Right.
It's going to be like Suicide Squad. The audience is going to be like, what? What's going on? There's too much happening. I'm hoping they learn their lesson with Suicide Squad. And that when they make this film, they'll use Suicide Squad as a template for what not to fucking do.
Mm-hmm.
And take the parts of Suicide Squad that worked and say, let's expand on that.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm saying Suicide Squad is the best one I've seen so far. Out of all of them.
Right, you're still underwhelmed.
But I'm still, that's 1 out of 3, dude. Like,
right.
We're talking Man of Steel, we're talking Batman versus Superman, and then we're talking Suicide Squad. Wonder Woman, it's not out yet, haven't seen it. It might be out, I don't know. Until then, I can only say that out of those three, the only one that came out that I liked that I would want to see again is Suicide Squad. Because it was pretty well done and I enjoyed it. Other than that, I'm not excited about what's coming up. Justice League Dark I'm excited about for Constantine, but final thoughts, Armando, about DC and this Justice League Dark situation?
Well, they might want to start over or give up.
They might want to start over or just give up. Oh, that's a rough one. But it's got to be heard. They might want to start over or just give the fuck up. Well, we'll leave you guys with that, honestly, on this nerd update. Because before Suicide Squad, I would have said yes. I'm very excited about Justice League Dark. After Suicide Squad, I'm like, bleh.
Yeah. Why don't you just do a do-over, DC?
Why don't you just make good movies? Not that they're making bad movies, just make good ones. Like, they're making okay movies, just make good ones. It's like, well, it's hard. It's like, well, Marvel's doing it. It's like, but they're Marvel. It's like, yeah, but you guys made like the Batman movies when there were no Batman movies. Like, come on, you can do it. We believe in you, kind of. We do. Yeah, right? Sure. Just come on, just try. Just try harder. Not even try harder. Just let exactly.
I think they should give Batman a rest for a little while.
Yeah, and give Batman a rest for a while. Focus on the other guys.
Yeah,
and then bring Batman back.
Yeah, actually, focus on the lower, like the less known.
Yeah, man, like Marvel's doing, you know, like start bringing in characters that people don't really know about, like Oh, God. Well, Swamp Thing is one of them. Like, all of the Justice League Dark characters would probably be a way to bring people back into DC.
Right.
And they're dark characters, and DC is a dark franchise. Mm-hmm. There is potential. They just need the director. They need the cast. They need the script. They need, basically, they need everything. Mm. They need everything to make a good movie, and they don't have it. They just, right now, they have an idea. And they have Doug Liman. They have a director, Doug Liman, but they don't have anyone else.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. I hope Doug Liman doesn't drop out of this project, too, because of the same bullshit reasons that Gambit put him under to drop out. I mean, Channing Tatum as Gambit, really? Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you thinking? Channing Tatum isn't Gambit? Johnny Depp is more of a Gambit, but he's too old. Not Channing Tatum. If not Channing Tatum, who else?
Yeah, who could be a Gambit?
Well, no one, really. So don't make the movie. If you can't find a guy to play the part and it doesn't make sense, then don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, like a big star to play Gambit.
I guess we could end on that. Let's see who could play Gambit. We gotta do this right now, and then we'll end.
Holy crap!
Oh, I know, this is the challenge of the Nerd Update. Who will play Gambit? Who should play Gambit? Let's do a Google search. I'm gonna Google search who should play Gambit, I'll just see what the images pull up. Literally, we're gonna let Google do it for us, guys. Let's see. Do we have Gambit. Any more commenters here? Oh, Denise Landis. Thank you, Denise Landis. She just followed us on Team Awesome Inc. Thank you, Denise Landis. I just checked it. Literally, as I was pulling up, what the hell I was pulling up? Who should play Gambit? Not Cable. It's Josh Brolin, goddammit. Gambit. Sons of bitches. I'm just going to go to images. Okie dokie. Oh, God, there's Channing Tatum at the top right there. Oh, this dude from Lost.
Okay.
Oh, wait, what about this guy? Oh, wait, he played Christian. Wait. I think he played Gambit in that shitty X-Men Origins Wolverine movie. This dude from Lost, Josh Holloway, he could play Gambit. I bet he could play Gambit, but he'd be older. They probably want someone younger. Interesting. Remember this guy? Josh Hartnett?
Where is he from?
Josh Hartnett is from the early 2000s. in movies.
I kind of blocked that period of time
out. Yeah, we all did. Josh Hartnett would be interesting. Ooh. What about this guy? Taylor Kitsch. Taylor Kitsch would make... I thought he was already... No, that's probably the one I keep going back to. Yeah, he was in X-Men Origins Wolverine. No, sorry, Taylor Kitsch. You sucked in that one. Adrian Brody?
Maybe.
We are not ending until we find the right guy to play Gambit.
Oh, my
God.
God
damn it.
This is...
It's Gambit, God damn it.
Might be
this,
here a
this
while.
This matters. This is important.
Might he be here a while.
Yes, him.
Who?
Guy Pearce. That's Gambit. Look, that's Gambit.
Could be.
Oh, you don't like him?
I mean, I feel like we're in a casting session right now. I've never seen
I feel him. Like I'm with the director and I'm the casting director and I'm trying to like show you like fucking headshots of like people. Like, what about this guy for Gambit? You're like, nah, I don't like him. No, I don't like him.
Well, I have never
like, who
seen
do
him
you like, director?
I don't know, man.
This is too hard. There's got to be some... Like, I know there's an actor out there that could pull it off. And it's not Channing Tatum. Quit showing me Channing Tatum. What about that guy? You like him?
Yes.
No.
What?
Because you don't want him as Gambit. I know you don't.
I don't know what a lot of these people do, you know?
I know, but they got to... I'm just saying, like, look-wise.
Look-wise? Oh, okay.
Yeah, God, that's all I meant. Like, who looks like Gambit? I know who they are. You don't. Tell me who looks like Gambit. And I'll tell you if they're good.
Who looks like Gambit?
Who looks like Gambit?
He could look like Gambit.
That guy? Yeah, that's the... Okay, we're going with... All right, Josh Holloway, you're our Gambit. Team Awesome Inc. has casted you officially as Gambit. Josh Holloway from Lost. You look the part. We're going to go with an older Gambit in this version. It's a more grizzled Gambit. He's going to be like a Wolverine. He's from Louisiana. You know, he's got that Creole Cajun accent going on. Done deal. You're welcome, Hollywood. We did it again.
Yeah.
It took longer than we expected.
Yep.
But we fucking did it.
All right.
Yeah. Gambit. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it, you guys. Thanks for tuning into this Nerd Update. Again, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. Of course, download, like, and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website is yotina.podomatic.com. Armando Aranda, out of all the stories we've discussed today, which one sticks out to you?
Goldblum.
Oh, yeah. Goldblum, baby. He's back.
Yep.
Goldblum's back, bitch. We're going to go see that and do a review for you guys, we promise. Also, check out Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic World 2, where Dr. Ian Malcolm is returning. I finally want to see the next Jurassic Park movie. All right, guys, thanks for nerding out with us. We greatly appreciate it yet again. Keep it nerdy. 24/7. Sev. Lucky number 11. Josh Hartnett. Gambit.
No,
Josh Holloway. Josh Holloway from Lost. Gambit. Yeah, Gambit. Yay.
This has been Team Awesome. Here at Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up. Yeah.